Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor from the Sentinel and Glasshouse Country and Millennial News back for another week. Heaps of stories across both newspapers. At the Sentinel, we've got a story of a Supreme Court tilt by Nourish Street. That's a not-for-profit that's been feeding the homeless in and around Caboolture for the past couple of years. They've actually taken the council to the Supreme Court to try and get them to change their rules, I suppose, and their decisions they've made on moving homeless out of parks. So we just talk about what went on there and their success or otherwise. We've also got a story over at Somerset about the upcoming by-election to replace outgoing councillor Kylie Sidra. We're going to find out when and where and also the cost the cost of that is to the ratepayers. So we're going to find out how much that's it's all going to amount to. We've got more on the waste levy. So this is a big issue for local councils. They're saying the state government is putting all the pressure and cost on them in removing waste. And again, that gets filtered down to ratepayers as well. So there's plenty to talk about there. We've also got more on the Garden Show. We're under 8th week, and also some great picks over the weekend from NAIDOC celebrations as well. So lots going on across the Sentinel. At the Glasshouse, Country and Mullaney News, we've got a story about a local boxer, professional boxer, Dana Coolwell. He's been coming out very angrily about a positive drug result that he got while fighting over in the US. He said he's never taken drugs and he's really disappointed with the result there, but he's received an 18-month ban in Nevada, so that's Las Vegas. So we talk about what's going on there and what his next moves are. We've also got a story about what's going on at Biwa. There was a plan for a Coles shopping centre on the corner of Roy's Road and Steve Irwin Way. That's now becoming an industrial zone, so sheds. We talked to the local councillor about what's sort of coming for Biwa in terms of its economic growth, and it seems to be in that centre of industry and industrial sort of business growth there. So plenty to unpick there about the future of Biwa. We also talked to the new owners of the Glassy. If you've been following that story, very disappointingly, they've had to sell the locally owned and run Club Glasshouse to the Caboolture Sports Club. And we talked to Caboolture Sports Club CEO about their plans for the Glassy. They're going to invest $1.5 million in the local bowls club. So we talk about what's going to go on there. We've also got a story about the Coochin Fields Festival site, which is going to go, well, there's proposals, there's court action, there's all sorts of things going on, is getting political as well with a potential call-in from the state government. But we talked to a local academic about the potential economic growth and boost that could give if it actually came to fruition. And this afternoon, we're going to have details, and we'll get this in the newspaper as well, about the Sunshine Coast Council's budget. It was delayed a couple of weeks because they found an accounting discrepancy to the tune of $30 million. And we're going to find out now what sort of impact that's had on ratepayers for the coming year as well. So plenty going on across both newspapers. Pick up a paper from tomorrow, and I'll be back again next week. This is Mitch on 101.5.